Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Welcome to episode 126 of the Journey from Grief to Healing podcast. How's your struggle going? If you're anything like me, some days I'm a roaring lion charging through life, not sure where I'm headed, but I'm going as fast as I can, and I feel great. There are some days, not too often, but they happen, where I feel as if I got knocked down. Those are the days where I'm battling with feeling down. It's a slippery slope leading to depression, and it's a road I don't like to travel. I've learned lots of tricks to try to jam on the brakes. I'm certain about one thing. I can't stay where I am. Something triggered what I'm feeling. I'm not sure what it was. It could have been a song. Perhaps it was a shadow cast by the sun, or an aroma. It was something. Sometimes I know what triggered the slide. Most times I don't think too much about what caused it. I only want to get rid of how I'm feeling before the feeling gets too dark. You know what I mean. I have some strategies I've learned that help, but they're not perfect. Think of driving your car down a steep mountain grade. There are no guardrails on the road. You have two hands gripped on the steering wheel. You're already going faster than you want to go, so you apply gentle pressure to the brakes to bring the speed down to a range where you feel comfortable and in control. That's how I try to use these strategies. I'll get out of the house, that's important, and go for a walk. Maybe I'll take my laptop and head to Starbucks. I'm thinking being near people will boost my spirits. That is usually helpful. And I'll also try being grateful and being very specific about it. But they're all not perfect. Sometimes they're not working. What if the strategies are not working? I've learned from my own experience that at some point, the slide down the hill will end for me. My goal is to keep myself on the road and not go over the edge. When my strategies are not working, I busy myself. Maybe I'll clean house. It always could use some love. Maybe I'll make a meal that's a bit more complicated. I know that I have to stay active. The worst thing is to sit down or lie down, waiting for the feeling to pass. That only makes the drop happen faster and deeper. When these times hit, we can take some consolation that we're normal. What's happening to us is normal. Singer and songwriter Billy Joel wrote about his feelings in his song, River of Dreams. Here are the song's lyrics. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of faith to the river so deep. I must be looking for something, something sacred I lost, but the river is wide, and it's too hard to cross. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and I stand on the shore. I try to cross to the opposite side, so I can finally find out what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the valley of fear to a river so deep. I've been searching for something, taken out of my soul, something I'd never lose, something somebody stole. I don't know why I go walking at night, but now I'm tired and I don't want to walk anymore. I hope it doesn't take the rest of my life until I find it is that I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt to a river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. In the middle of the night, I'm not sure about life after this. God knows I've never been a spiritual man. Baptized by the fire, I wade into the river that runs to the promised land. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep through the desert of truth to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean. We all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams in the middle of the night. We all have our middle-of-the-night experiences. We've learned that although we have the experience doesn't have us. We know if we stay active doing something, we keep control of our car racing down the steep mountain road. Eventually, we gain control, and the feelings that crash down on us, like a sudden thunderstorm, leave. We're free again. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, never quit, never give up. There are clear skies and an open road beckoning you forward. You know it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.